You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Well, we got a lot of these going on lately. This one comes from No Name Please. So what do you want to call her? I'll let you pick.
Oh, man, this is so much pressure. Dawn. How about Dawn?
Dawn.
Dawn, like the soap.
Okay. Dawn, then we'll call her. She says, boys, I don't want to be that parent who pressures their child to play sports. But tell me what you do in this situation. Let me just jump in here real fast. I coached a lot of youth sports when I was a young father and constantly came across kids on the teams who had no interest in being there. Mm-hmm. None.
Yeah.
And so I know what she's talking about. You know, she says that parent. Man, I heard that from kids all the time. They're like, I don't want to be here. My dad just is making me play.
Go run laps. Shut up.
Right. Dawn says, my daughter has played volleyball since she was 11, and over the last few years, I've sunk a ton of money into it. Club volleyball is not cheap. And let me jump in again. Amen to that. Anybody who's paid for a child to play club volleyball knows that that is an expensive ticket.
Pricey.
Club volleyball is not cheap, and besides that, there are the trips involved. I've literally put thousands into her playing volleyball, and she's good enough that a few schools are looking at her. Now that she'll be going into her senior year of high school and one of the best varsity players, she announced that she's no longer interested in playing. Dawn writes, I know what's going on, that none of her friends play sports, and she just wants to spend more time with them. But I think it's irresponsible to let me invest so much into it, and then for her to just walk away going into her senior year. How do you handle this? I hate to force her to play a sport if she doesn't want to, but this is making me sick. Thanks for your help. No name, please. We'll call her Dawn. Hmm. I know what that math adds up to with club volleyball for young ladies. And if you're talking 6 years of that, plus camps, plus trips, plus gear, plus
you don't just let
else,
all that go because you don't feel like it anymore.
And then going into her senior year, she's like, nope, I just want to hang out with my friends.
You almost need to take her and actually sit her down at the table with the old college-ruled spiral notebook and jot down what you can remember, the costs for all this over the past however many years. And visually, like, let her look at that and be like, this is how much it's cost us? And then maybe try to do a time sheet, too, with time and cost, and say, you don't just give all this up.
I guess, but then you're guilting your daughter into playing. What if she truly has completely lost interest in it, doesn't want to? Do you guilt them into, yes, now you're going to do a...
Yes, you do.
Because that's a lot of time in a senior year. It can take...
Yeah, it's more time and more money for you for her to just maybe still fizzle out after senior year. But, I mean, if scholarships and stuff are on the line, do the math with her on that, too.
But if she doesn't want to play volleyball anymore, you're going to make her play volleyball.
You know what? Kids are like that. I wish I had stuck with soccer. I wish I had stuck with baseball. I was an awesome third baseman, Dom. I would have been in the MLB.
Sure.
I'm telling you right now. Mm-hmm. I'd have been playing for the Rockies. I gave up piano. I gave up drums.
Well,
I wish
saying you're good, and then I would have been playing for the Rockies. That's not really
well, that's the only team I know. So
the kids who dropped out of baseball are the ones playing for the Rockies.
It's all right. I should be
collecting
a pretty decent paycheck, I think. You know, I dropped out of piano and drums. I was a dabbler. I dabbled in a lot of things, but looking back now, I wish I had stuck with a lot of this stuff, and I wish my parents had pushed me more to stick with it. You'll look back and be like, man, why didn't I go further with this stuff?
So, the issue before the panel this morning, do you make her play or do you let her quit? What do you do? What are you going to do? Susan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
So, how do you handle this if you're Dawn?
I would let her daughter make her decision because the same thing happened to my son his senior year. And I didn't push it. He came to me and said he didn't want to do his sport anymore. And I just told him what the benefit would be since it was his senior year. And he was probably good enough to play in college too. But I didn't press the matter, and he came around and ended up doing the sport anyway. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. So he changed his mind back.
So this might be a temporary thing with her daughter. So, all right.
Maybe. I don't know. But you let your kids play sports for the experience, not so they can get a scholarship. So.
Yeah, but if that happens, isn't that kind of nice? Mm-hmm. Like if they end up being really good and they do get some cash for it? I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. It's great. But if their heart's not in it, it's just a waste of time.
I'm glad you called us, Susan, and I'm glad everything worked out for your son. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Appreciate you being on the show. Let's get another call. Jody, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
So what do you think?
I say definitely don't push her into doing it. I think even with the, you know, idea of schools looking at her for college, back when I was in high school, there was a kid that was 2 years older than me. He was a senior, and he had scholarships for basketball that his dad was obviously pushing him to really go for. And Greg decided that rather than hurting his father's feelings, he ended up taking his own life because the pressure was too much.
Oh, my gosh, Jody.
Jody.
Jody. Very bad extreme.
Jody, that's like the most extreme circumstance.
Yeah. Yes, I understand that, but I'm just saying you don't want to.
Right.
Right.
It can happen.
You got to know the warning signs.
Jody, yeah, Jody thank you thank very you. Much. Appreciate that call. Thank you very much. Keith, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Keith.
So what do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, I think Dawn's use of the word investment is kind of telling. Like, investment kind of implies the idea that you're going to get something out of it, where I think she should have gone into the whole thing thinking, you know, my kid wants to play volleyball, cool, let's do this. But she shouldn't have gone into it thinking that she was going to get some kind of return in the form of scholarships, something like that. And, you know, that money's gone. So to think about, you know, I spend all this money, that's kind of not the way she should be looking at it. Why spend even more money? You know, why throw good money after bad and make her play another year when, you know, even if she is good enough to get a scholarship, you can't control her when she goes to college. She could, you know, quit the team the first day and you can't do anything about that. So,
yeah.
And also,
sure.
the other thing is, if you make her play, how fair is that to the rest of her team if her heart's not going to be at 100%? Yeah, you can make her go to practice.
But I'm just worrying if she's got this, you know, teenager mentality of, you know, flip-flopping, trying to be cool for her friends, not future thinking. None of us were future thinking as a junior in high school, you know? And I just feel like, you know, mom and dad might know best. They're able to future think, and they're kind of trying to pass that on to her.
Yeah, but you can't make your kids' life for them. All you can do is guide them.
True.
Fair enough.
Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate you being on the show. Let's get to another viewpoint. Here's Kayla. Kayla, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey. So what do you think?
So I think that mom should definitely sit down and have a chat with daughter because not every kid gets to do the things that they want to do when they're little. My mom did not ever have enough money to put us in music, in dance. My grandparents actually paid for dance lessons for years. And then once that stopped, my mom wasn't able to do that for us. I never played sports. I never learned an instrument. And I don't want things like that for my kids. So we're working towards, you know, letting our kids dream what they want. And I have little itty bitty kids, but sometimes parents can't afford to do the things that they want for their children. And that was my case, is I never got to do any of that stuff.
That's very true. So what are you saying then in terms of Dawn and her daughter? Should she force her to play?
I think she should just sit down and talk to her and say, what's the real reason? Is it really because of your friends or is it really you just don't want to? Because if you don't want to, let's find you something else that you're going to love. But if it's because your friends, like, you can hang out with your friends all the time. This is a sport that you wanted to do for a really long time.
Yeah, it's kind of like, why all of a sudden? You need to find out why all of a sudden.
Yeah, but let her know, like, there are other kids out there
that, and I'm in my 30s now, and I still wish that I could play the piano. But just let them know, like,
you can totally start.
Hey, I would love to.
You know, YouTube videos are free.
Yes, I know.
Get after it, girl.
My 8-year-old wants to play as well, and I'm like, you're gonna play whatever you want, my friend, and you do. We're gonna do what you want, but you know, don't force your kids into it. But also think about like the millions of other kids who never got to do any of that stuff.
Kayla, that's a great call. Thank you for your time, and good luck with your kiddos. Yeah. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Appreciate you. We got time. We're going to try to squeeze in two more quickly. Joey and Christine. Joey, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Quickly, what do you want to say about this?
So, yeah, a few callers ago, he mentioned that Dawn said it was an investment. And I don't think it was a selfish investment. I think she was investing in her daughter's future. It wasn't for her. It was for her daughter's success. And I think the overarching argument here is really kind of preparing her daughter for college. And mom maybe needs to sit down and talk to her and say, like, look, you've got college in a couple years. You're going to have responsibilities. This is the real world. You have an opportunity to go to college for free, potentially. And if she's wanting to spend time with her friends and things like that, maybe say, look, college is next or in 2 years. If you don't want to play volleyball and try and excel in that opportunity, then you maybe need to get a job because college is around the corner and you're going to come out of school with a bunch of debt if you don't save some money. I mean,
that's a great point.
That is a great point, Joy. We got to run. Start We're almost saving. Out of time, but that is a great point. You know, sure, you don't want to play volleyball? Go get a job.
Get a job.
Oh, I love that. Christine, good morning. You get the last word on this. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, I had a daughter that played three sports. She was a three-sport athlete her whole life. And she informed us, this is a little bit different. She informed us her senior year that she would not be playing in college. She would not be looking for scholarships. She was done after senior year. And it was kind of the same thing. It's sort of a letdown, but, you know, she went on to college. She went to CSU and had a great time. And mm-hmm. She has a great job now, and she's doing her thing. So,
you know what? It could be the kind of thing where there's a lot of burnout that goes on. And you know, I think we've seen that over the last 20 years or so, that kids are so heavily involved in this stuff that there's a lot of burnout that goes on, and not enough people talk about that. And especially if you've got a daughter who's, I mean, it's a commitment for one sport, let alone three.
That's a lot.
I can see why she got to the point where she was like, I just don't want to do this anymore.
I don't know that she was ever burned out. She made some really good friends, but she just wanted to, you know, she missed sleepovers and birthday parties.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know, exactly. All those things growing up, because, like, we let her go to the birthday party, but she couldn't sleep over because we'd have to get up, you know, early in the morning and drive to work. Yeah. So she gave us a lot of things that way, and she enjoyed it. But once she got to the point where she was like, you know, she enjoyed all the way through her senior year, but she was like, I'm not playing in college.
Yeah.
We've got to run. Christine, thank you for a great call.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate that.
Woo,
those are all really good points.
This was great today.
And I don't know that we came up with any definitive answer for Dawn, except that the majority seemed to say, basically, let her quit.
Let her quit, yeah.
Have the talk with her.
You still have to have a pretty decent dialogue and some conversation about why all of a sudden, I think, that you're done with this. And then have the conversation, too, that, you know what, you want to hang out with all your friends here in high school, but come college time, a lot of those friends are going to disappear and go their own way, too, you know?
The vast majority.
Pretty much all of them. So, you know, focus on your great career of volleyball versus these friends you're going to lose.
Well, I don't...
Who knows? Who knows the right answer, you know? We're not in that house.
I loved all of the thought process that every caller put through this, though.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. Thanks to Dawn for writing in, and to everybody who called. We appreciate you.